What's up, everyone?
Happy Friday. I'm loving that beat, man.
We need a new song, man.
Those are our boys from Long Cut, man.
That's right. That's right.
If you guys are regulars on the podcast, or maybe not, but you saw that one. Good friend of ours, JT, who's been on the podcast a couple times. Was in the Marine Corps with me. Was an instructor, senior instructor,
and hilarious guy too.
Dude, he's hilarious. He's creative. But yeah, man, we love pumping them out. They've got great music. I spoke to him the other day, and I was like, "Hey, man, do you mind if we throw your music out there?" And hey, we love it. He's like, "Hey, man, I'm just happy that you guys enjoy our music and you want to throw it out there." And I was like, "Yeah, man, like, are you cool with that? Is there a way I got to go about it?" And he's like, "Bro, I don't give a fuck." He's like, "I'm set up. You play
he's
it,
cool.
I get paid. He's I don't cool, care." Man. But he's awesome, man. So we love pushing some of our homies out there and just doing great. And if you haven't listened before, welcome to the Day $1 podcast, Day $1
right.
Zero.
That's right.
If you guys are listening on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, throw a review in there when you're done listening, or some comments or questions, or just things you'd like us to talk about. We'd be eager to hear it. And if you guys are on YouTube or Facebook right now, where we're primarily live, where you guys can see video, if you ever want to switch over to iTunes or Spotify or Google Play, we are there as well. I know we fail to mention that a lot. We usually just dive right in. But first and foremost, we're getting like 2,500 downloads, you know, and we're cranking and having some fun with it. We've got some fun people coming up. So first and foremost, everyone who has been listening and supporting, you know, we're not huge by any realm or anything like that, but super appreciative of everybody that's just been supportive.
I mean, you're huge, but our podcast is growing.
Dude, I'm 250 huge.
That's right, man. I know, bro. That's right.
This face is deceiving. There's a lot of muscle under this table.
But we are big on video, guys. So I always like watching podcasts. I think that just gives a unique perspective to it. So, you know, I know we get most of our listenership through iTunes and like Spotify. So definitely go like our Facebook page or YouTube channel. And it's Day $1 Zero, and we always live stream all our videos there. So
yeah, we have fun with that. Yep. And it's been good, man. We did a lot of, we're just gonna dive right into it, because I guess some of what I'm about to say kind of goes into the topic today. But our topic is podcasting, right? Mm-hmm. Pros and cons. And I wrote a couple bullet points down for us, but just pros and cons. And then if you're deciding to do one, how do you pick a direction, right? There's some things where you have to categorize yourself: entrepreneur, entertainment, education, business, there's a lot of different categories that you go, but then, you know, which one fits you best, and how have we grown? You know, what does it look like for us? And it's been fun. So let's just dive into it. Let's go into pros and cons, and I'm going to let you, you were the one that really managed that. One, you had the idea first, as far as really wanting us to do this. And if you guys haven't listened to us before, we grew from just doing Facebook videos once a week. It was every Friday. We were doing a Happy Friday video and going over, you know, what was working, what was not working for us in life, in business, as fathers. You know, we did do some real estate specific stuff. We did some fitness stuff, but we really just tried to throw some type of value at people once a week. Mm-hmm. And we started there and we got some good traction. And I think that's important. I guess the context of this is, no, we did not just start out trying to shit a podcast. You know, we grew from there and got some great traction. Had some good ideas, and then we just realized, you know, over time, and primarily you with the idea, and then once we went to San Francisco to be on a podcast, Real Estate Uncensored, we saw Greg kind of do his thing, and it was like, man, that's when I saw you had already had the idea, and then once I saw what he was doing, I'm like, man, because he's like a top 10 nationwide, top 7 nationwide, top 5 nationwide podcast for real estate, for the real estate sector, and once I saw what he was doing, I'm like, man, that's when I saw it, and I was like, I think we do have enough material there where we could sustain.
Yeah. Well, dude, I had wanted to start a podcast for a long time because I just saw so much value in them, because I learned so much about real estate and flipping homes from them. I had seen a ton of value in them, but I also knew what a commitment it was. And I knew it was also something you couldn't half-ass. With video, you can kind of half-ass video. You pop open your cell phone, right? You get some decent lighting, you can talk, you post something, all good. With podcasting, man, I knew it had to be entertaining and you had to have good sustainable content. And I also knew that the quality was super, super important. So much in fact that, like, iTunes, man, if your sound quality isn't good, they'll kick your ass off.
And I think these are some of the things that we're going to talk about today. A question for you, because you, and this is not me tattling on you, you said this before, but you did say, and we've had some good conversations with guests on, and you said, yeah, man, I was that gimmick guy. I would purchase a course, man, I wanted to do a lot about a lot with a lot of different things, and I was always trying something. What made you feel like this was not just one of those that you were just going to try? Like, did I have any influence as far as how seriously we would take it? Did you and I, you know, growing on social media for a year, give some validity to it?
Yeah.
How was it different than just this other thing you're going to try?
So I think for me, I had a lot of respect for the platform because I respected the people that I was listening to, and I knew how much really that they put into it, and it was like a real business, and I knew that I was excited every time they came out with a new podcast for me to listen to. So I held off a long time because I knew that wasn't something that I could take on alone. Like, just a self-awareness thing. I'm like, man, the content these guys are putting out, the guests that they're having on, that's not something that I could sustain myself and be successful at it.
Right.
I just had that feeling. So it was after you and I met, and you with your experience
banter.
And just your banter and just the character that you are, I'm like, man, that's fucking some good shit right there.
Yeah, and we're different too.
Yeah,
You know, like, because the things that you had to tackle too, and they're not extraordinarily hard, but they're significantly hard, man, as far as the setup we have and how to dive into, especially when you've never done it.
And the time that goes
into it. That's not my forte.
It.
Like, if this were just me, I'm not sure if I would even have a podcast right now, or if I'd still just be doing a real estate business and, I don't know, sending people CDs,
yeah, right,
mixtapes.
Right.
I don't know. Or maybe I'd have to hire someone to figure this out, but then they'd always have to monitor it. I don't want to dumb myself down here, but some of this, you know, you kind of have to have a niche for it, and you've always been good with technology and different stuff. So that's helped. But with that being said, I kind of respected those platforms as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm a big fan of Joe Rogan and a couple of others. And I knew my biggest thing when you first brought it up, I was like, man, yeah, that'd be cool. But I'm not sure if we're ready.
Yeah.
My biggest thing was, hey, if we do it, just like everything else you and I had done, and just like everything else I had done in my life where I had respect, hey, if we do it, we got to do it right.
Right.
Like, the material has to be good, the audio, the visual, everything has to be done the right way. And if we're going to spend a little bit of money on it, okay, mm-hmm. Let's make sure we're good there. But I don't want to, and I know there's a lot of advice out there. People are like, yeah, just get it going. Just get it fucking going. Even Gary Vee says that, man. Like, yeah, just fucking plug this thing into your phone. You're fucking good. Just roll. Like, Okay. And I think there's more to it than that. I think he's just trying to just light a fire under people's ass and just get them fucking going. But for me, it's like, hey, you know, go thinking that you're going to be able to just grow into it and you're going to buy better equipment over time and this and that and that. And this, that's like, it's possible, but that's like going into fitness with like no plan. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't know how much weight you want to lose. You don't know how much strength you want to gain. You don't know what benefit you want from it. You're just going to show up at the gym.
Yeah.
Maybe not even wearing workout gear. Because if you're just plugging a mic into your phone and rolling with it, that's your podcast. That sounds like a soapbox, right? Mm-hmm. No, not that there's anything wrong with that. I tend to be on a soapbox sometimes. I get it. So, but I'm just like, man, are you actually going to like grow? And then are you going to get enough traction to where there's a demand for it? I don't know. I feel like even if you're on a budget, which you and I were, and we're going to cover that.
Oh, yeah.
There's still a way to go about it. Like, it's like with fitness. If you're going to get into fitness, like, it is good to at least have an idea of, am I trying to lose some weight right now? Am I trying to get more flexible or have some better mobility and functionality? Am I trying to gain some muscle? What's my goal here? Mm-hmm. Do a little research on it. What type of shoes should I be wearing for that? You know, just give it a little bit of effort before you just go throwing your fucking self out there. Yeah. Because again, you do want people to take you serious. So, and I think that leads into the pros and cons. I want you to kind of head this off first, because a lot of the pros and cons, and maybe cons, or not necessarily cons, but just obstacles, is the research we had to do to figure out what we have set up here, and then just logistically getting it all going. So I guess this is more of like the obstacles or some of the challenges to get up and running, in addition to some pros and cons we can talk about. But what's your thought on that?
Man, I'd say for sure, you have to make sure that you have some, at least like mid-grade equipment. You know, for doing a podcast, you definitely don't just want to be plugging your headphones into your phone and rolling like that. I think having a video component to it is huge. I think that's a definite benefit that a lot of other podcasts don't. And I know you and I, man, we're always looking for some angles that we can take that other people just aren't doing, right? Like, where's a little extra effort that we can put in, that we're willing to do, that little extra bit of hard work that is going to set us apart from everybody else. So if a bunch of other people are starting podcasts and they're just plugging in headphones and they're getting rolling, hey, let's incorporate video. On top of that, let's do live streaming video, right? So, first of all, that saves us the post-production of having to chop it up and, you know, make sure levels are all good. But it's more intriguing to the audience, man, I think, when they know everything is live. So us adding those two things into it, as far as getting started, I would say take a few months and save up $1,000. Get a decent mixing board. Get some decent microphones. If you guys have any questions about what we're using, we're happy to tell you literally everything we're using and send you links to everything. But like less than a grand.
We are. Fuck these putos.
I'm kidding. Less than a grand, you guys can have a pretty badass setup.
Not bad at all. And then, you know, I remember this is kind of like where I just let you be in charge. I remember we were going through just Google and YouTube, and we were, you know, Joe Rogan had mm-hmm. YouTube videos on him building out his new set and his new building. And if you watch long enough, they were going over their equipment that they had. Jocko, we looked him up, you know, I'm not sure if you're a fan of his or not a fan of his. We were looking up successful podcasts. Mm-hmm. And this is where Eli and I kind of like opened our horizon a little bit. I wasn't so concerned of whether I liked the person, if I supported everything they were saying or disliked the person. That didn't matter. We were trying to go for, hey, which podcasts have, because we wanted to do audio and visual. So it was like, hey, which podcasts have audio and visual and it's solid and it's consistent and they're doing a good job and they've somewhere listed out how they got started. Right. And I think Jocko had it on his website. Mm-hmm. He had some stuff of like, here's my kit. Yep. Here's how I got started. Here's what I use. Several of them did. And then some people's stuff was a little bit more expensive than others. Then we started finding videos on these pieces, on these cameras that we're using right now, on these switchboards. We started looking them up, and then we would find a video on it, and then some professional would literally go through that switchboard and say, hey, by the way, if this is too expensive because this is $5,000, you know, this is also a good one, and this one's $500. Yeah. You know, like, and they were giving you alternatives. There's a ton of information out there if you're actually just digging into it. Some of the obstacles were that of just sitting down and figuring out like, hey, how can we build this foundation to make sure that from the gate, you know, the audio and the visual is professional.
Mm-hmm. Well, and now more than ever, man, with COVID going around and all that, people are on Zoom all the time. They're consuming more podcasts. I think people's eyes are really opening up to the benefit of this long form content of virtually and digitally being in front of your audience.
I don't know if they're opening their eyes or if they got smacked in the fucking face with a baseball bat that said, virtual world. I don't know, you're giving some people some credit here, but doesn't matter whether you're opening your eyes to it, whether you've had your eyes open to it, or this is kind of like raising this to attention. We know with the COVID going on, man, like Zoom has been extremely successful for just business meetings and everything else. We're going remote, so you and I have our, as you can see, our cameras that you're watching us on and everything, and then we have a third monitor that you guys cannot see, and this is where we you know, we can join a Zoom conference, meeting, whatever you call them. We can have a guest on, and then the guest literally sits at the edge of our table on a monitor. And then Eli, with his toggle switch, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but if Eli, he'll switch the camera to himself. So we've got a little switchboard over there with our cool little photos on it. Mm-hmm. If I'm talking, he hits the button with my face. And by the way, I have like four buttons because I talk a lot. Eli has one. And then if Eli's talking, he just switches it back to himself. And now there's a third option to where the monitor that we have set up for guests remotely, he can flip it. And then, you know, it just goes straight to the internal camera there. And then you guys will watch a guest. So for those of you that saw Greg McDaniel on our podcast not too long ago, a little choppy. Some of the signal was bad. He blamed it on our internet. I blame it on San Francisco's fucking shut down right now. It's zombie land. I think somebody was like chewing through his wires. Yeah, it's totally his fault.
Yeah.
Totally.
Fucking Greg.
Zombie was like just chewing the wires. And but that works. So it has been huge. And you know, but prior to having guests on, something that was important to me was I wanted to make sure and this I guess it's not really pros and cons. It's just like some obstacles or some sit down time, but I guess you were on board with it as well. I wanted to make sure that, hey, whether we have a guest or not, I want to solidify our podcast with our material like we have been doing on social media, right? And be able to hold a stage and not be reliant on a guest. Guests are fun. Guests can definitely boost it. We'll get to that in a second. But I didn't want to, you know, to not have any of my own leverage to where if we don't have a guest on, we're garbage.
Yeah.
I didn't want to have the podcast where we're literally just strictly reliant on guests.
That's why I held off as long as I did, because I knew I didn't have that or the desire to carry a podcast multiple times a week by myself.
Yeah.
No desire. I shouldn't be boring.
I also think if you're going to, you know, so for me, it's not that I'm trying to be, I like how I'm puffing my jacket. I'm about to say self-righteous. Self-righteous or entitled yeah, or
that's nice.
The shit yeah, or whatever stay, the hell this
hashtag
means.
Hashtag stay humble.
I'm cussing a lot today. Yeah. It must be a Friday and we're having some fun. I'm a little spunky today. No, for me, it was also on the flip side. Not only did I want our audience to enjoy and respect and see value in the content that we're going to give, mm-hmm. whether we have a, you know, a guest on or not, you know me in this realm is I'm very big on providing value on in all directions. So if you're going to ask someone to be a guest, shouldn't be episode one. They got no clue what you're doing or who you are, what you're all about, and you're trying to figure it out. I wanted to make sure that we had our podcast dialed mm-hmm. in. It was professional. It was consistent. We knew what we were doing, and we had plenty of content to be, you know, that had sustained us. So that way, if we invite a guest, we're respectable. We've got a great product. They can go on and watch however many prior podcasts and really get a good perception of who we are as human beings, mm-hmm. what we're all about, what the mission of the podcast is all about. It just helps the overall energy quality. As far as like, you know, them actually saying yes. Like mm-hmm. I want guests to understand what they're saying yes to mm-hmm. and have some respect toward it because we've earned it. And that's big for me is I've always wanted to go out and provide value and earn whatever I'm asking for, mm-hmm. you know, and now with COVID, it's definitely made a lot of things remote. Some people do have a little bit more time. So some folks that maybe we couldn't normally have on the podcast, like in such a short amount of time, are okay right now. You know, and you and I have several guests. We have, we've got Brian Shantosh that's coming on.
Yeah, you guys heard about him for a while.
Oh, Tosh, if you're watching, what's up, dude?
You guys heard about him.
There's a man crush. I don't want to admit it, but it's, you know, it's
real.
Kenny Anunnaki is coming on, Denver Broncos Super Bowl winner. Mm-hmm. Been coaching out at Ohio State. He's coming on. I spoke to Donnie O'Malley.
Yeah,
from Vet TV, Marine officer.
Yeah, look that guy up. If you guys haven't
look, he's
seen
awesome.
Him, look him
now,
up, Vet TV.
I've got evidence. Let me see here. See if I can. The video disappeared because apparently if you do a video on Instagram.
He sent you like one of those secret ones, huh?
Nah, bro. He was working out. He's like, oh, what's up, bro? Yeah, let's fucking do it. But not, dude, it was so funny because it's like super up close. His shirt was off, typical for him. And he's like, yeah, bro, what the fuck? Let's just fucking do it. And he's like combing his hair back and he goes, but not like tonight though. But like, yes. Like, bro, what are you doing? And then I got this voice message. Let's see here.
Hey, bro, I'm working out. Let me hit you back when I'm done. And we'll get a date. We'll get a time and date. Maybe this weekend.
Well, he's like working out. I thought he was
hilarious,
like,
bro.
I thought he was half drunk, just hanging out. Like he accidentally responded to me. I was like, yeah, fuck it, you know. And then today he's gonna regret it. But no, man, he sent me an audio and we were chatting a little bit.
That's
so
awesome.
Not sure when he's coming on. We're gonna get it dialed in. But he said, you know, yes to it. With the CEO of Berkshire Hathaway, mm-hmm. that'll be a great one for Real Talk.
Berkshire Hathaway Home Services.
Excuse me.
Yep. Yeah, there we go.
You know, he's just a cool cat, man. I really enjoy that guy. Yep. Respect the crap out of him. I respect what he's doing.
Yep.
But he's a cool cat. But a handful of people. So definitely on the pro side, you know, having guests is definitely a pro.
Podcasts are an established platform, man, that are still exclusive. And like people want to be on a podcast, you know, like they don't necessarily want to be on your YouTube video per se. Mm-mm. They don't necessarily want to be on your cell phone video, but podcasts are just such a revered platform still. And it's not easy to start. It's not easy to get accepted on iTunes. It's not easy to start one up, which keeps them exclusive.
Yeah.
Which makes it valuable, which at that point, when you go and you're approaching someone about being on your podcast, there's value to them.
Huge. And I guess I don't want to say, I'm going to restructure my thoughts here. And I do that a lot on the podcast. I don't like having, we deliberately don't write things out and have our podcast scripted. Because not only do I want everyone to have our message, I want people to like listen to our thought process and just, you know, hopefully that helps them as well as just not having everything answered, but like mm-hmm. already thinking about some of our bullet points. I don't know if there is any cons. I want to say pros and challenges. Let's say that, right? Like pros and challenges. Because being honest with you, we haven't ran into any cons. You know, because what could you say? Oh, it's time consuming. Kind of. Oh, you know, sometimes like when you're busy with clients, we have to like move the podcast around. Yep. But that doesn't make it a con.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean? Like a con is like just something that's bad. Like if these lights on the set that, you know, are required for a podcast and they're bleeding cancer into my fucking brain.
There
con.
You go. Con.
Right? Con. We haven't ran into any cons. We've ran into some challenges. So some of the challenges are, yes, there is, it is time consuming. It does have to be a commitment. You do have to keep top of mind you know, like for us, we try to do a lot in real time. So a lot of the topics you guys hear us speak on, whether it's leadership, culture, business, the examples that we give, they're real. Mm-hmm. And they're usually real recent because we like talking about it. Mm-hmm. And when it's fresh on the brain, it's just good to get it out. So the challenge are, yep, it's time consuming. You've got a time block and commit to it. You also have to understand that because we still have clients and we're still doing business, no, it's not always a priority. So sometimes we move the podcast to a day later based off of what we have for clients. But you have to constantly just be aware of what you're doing week in and week out in your real life, because you want to retain some of that for that lesson or for that message on your podcast. Yeah. And then I guess you could say guests, having guests on is their challenge, because you got to get people dialed in. You got to get them committed to a date. We haven't had any challenges with that. I'm sure there will be. I know Joe Rogan was talking about Kanye West, and it's like, yeah, he's a phenomenal guy. And so we record. I think they recorded it. They just never released it yet.
Oh, really?
And he was like, yeah, 6 months. I don't know. Like, because he's just working through it. Yeah. And I don't quote me on that, but I was pretty sure they either met in person and they were talking about recording it, or they did.
Yeah, they've been talking about that for a while.
Yeah. So I'm sure, man, at some level there is going to be a little bit more PR involved and challenges.
I mean, there's work, you know, but shit, man.
And then the challenge also is just making sure, you know, that you as a brand and as a person or people are respectable enough for someone to say yes. And this is where I really want people to understand that. Just like anything else in business, if you want someone to be on your podcast, respect that. If you're going to ask them to be on, like, dude, let's just use Tosh for an example. We're 50-something episodes in and we're dialed. And, like, I was telling you the other day, I was like, man, I was still a little nervous to ask him because I want to make sure that I've done enough to be respectable to where if I want to ask someone to bring their name or their brand and their opinion and their fan base onto something, I want to make sure that we've done all we can to be respected to where they feel okay to do it. There's no guilt behind it.
Well, and we want to be able to get them exposure too. Like, I think 100%. One of the things when people have guests on podcasts, it's selfish. It's, ooh, if I have this guest on, they're going to bring their viewership and that's going to help my channel grow.
Yeah.
Guests will be able to sense that shit right away. And if you don't have a quality product out there and if you aren't getting views and listeners, they're not going to want to be on regardless of how good your shit is. You have to go about it from the angle of, you know, bringing value to your guests. And something else too that I think is important to talk about is, like, what the hell is your podcast topic going to be on, right?
Ooh.
Obviously, we're trying to get more people for our business, and that's why people do podcasts, is you're trying to get just exposure, right? For whatever that is.
Yep.
However, this is not a real estate podcast, right?
No. So, you know, so giving you guys a couple of examples, when you try to go on and get approved through iTunes and all that good stuff, they're going to ask you what you are. Mm-hmm. Are you business? Are you education? Are you, you know, a specific business, right? So are you business? Are you education? Are you, if
comedy,
you are business, what type of business? Yeah. Are you comedy? Are you entertainment? I think Joe Rogan's under entertainment, right?
Comedy.
Comedy? Yeah. Is he? Okay. Yeah. However, you're gonna throw that out there, but you've got to just be true to yourself. But, you know, oh, I got to figure out a name. It should be creative. It should be creative. It should be catchy. It should also be you. So day one, $0. If you haven't heard our story, and maybe you've been listening for a couple weeks, but not the entire thing, we do cover it like in the first episode. However, don't want to force you to go back and do that. But day one, $0. So when I left that fitness company, right, guys? So, you know, baseball stuff, military stuff, government stuff, police stuff, fitness stuff. I'm finally an entrepreneur, quote unquote, or attempting to be such. And I'm diving into real estate. I get rid of my vehicles. I get rid of everything. Significant other moves home with her parents, with our daughter. And I'm living in my buddy's mom's Y2K pantry. Real story.
Mm-hmm.
And it was literally my day one, $0. And it just came to my mind. Like, I'm in that pantry, probably eating a Fig Newton because I'm a stress eater. So when I was going through real estate school, trying to like get that done sooner than later and driving damn Lyft at night, embarrassing myself to what I thought to my own standard, nothing against Uber and Lyft drivers, but I feel like we all kind of hit those phases. But I was, man, I wanted to get back on top and do something respectable. So for me, it was not my favorite, not disrespecting that industry if that's what you do, just for me. And I just remember laying there, like, when I was with that fitness company, number two in the company, I'm monitoring their social media. I'm putting a lot of content on their social media. So I never even had an Instagram. I was always just on that one, right? And I didn't want to keep logging in and logging out on my phone from fitness to mine to fitness to mine. I'm like, fuck that. Like, people see me enough on this. It's all good, right? So I never had one. So I started thinking, and I called a buddy of mine. Austin Evans in St. Joseph, Missouri. He owns one of the fitness stores that we talk about, and he's doing a ton of other stuff in addition to that. Super, super solid entrepreneur, super legit, mid-20s, mm-hmm. just sharp dude, right? Sharp guy. Always enjoyed him from the second I met him when we first brought him on as a franchisee. Just loved the dude. And I was like, hey, man, how cool would it be if I, you know, if while I'm doing this, I just start my own Instagram, and what if I just documented everything I'm doing instead of being successful 5 years from now and then telling everyone about it? And he's like, ballsy, vulnerable. But he's like, yeah, man, I think people could relate to it. And he's like, it's all about if you're going to stick to it. And I'm like, well, dude, I'm going to stick to life. Whether real estate works out or not, mm-hmm. I want this Instagram page to start with whatever I end up doing. And I want people to just see the process. And if real estate doesn't work out, something will derive from that works out, which is makes that path still important. And I just want to expose that. It was a unique opportunity because I didn't have social media. And while I was thinking that, we just kept, yeah, man, day one, you got to get after it. And I made like a broke joke to myself or to my buddy's mom. I can't remember, but somehow it came into my thought of day one, $0, thinking I'm super creative, right? Idiot. I go on Instagram. I put a post up of me doing like a lift on Friday night or something. And hey, just, you know, do whatever you have to do on the side to make like your primary, your real dream or your real goal mm-hmm. flourish. And I hashtag day one, $0. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not that creative. Or maybe I am. Maybe I'm overly creative because no one had ever used that hashtag before.
You
are.
When you told me no one had used that hashtag before, I'm like, yeah, fuck it, right, bro. No, hashtag doesn't exist. It hasn't been used before. And I go to like search it and it's like three posts. I'm like,
me.
What the fuck? All you.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. So I'm like, hey, that's catchy. That's cool. So it was my literal day one. Now, by the way, guys, we had no idea we were going to be a podcast. I didn't even know Eli yet.
Yeah.
God didn't even bless me with this dude yet, right? To be specific. And, but it was just a motto for myself that I started living by. And I started hashtagging, you know, my posts a lot for me too, of just that mentality and just being a dog, man, and just getting after it and get going. And man, I felt like a Marine again. I felt like that grunt mentality of just not being fancy and just getting after it, man. And being a savage. And it started working. And then you and I start getting together. I'm talking about it to you. And you're like, yeah, dude, that's awesome. And then you were like, I like it from a standpoint of like, hey, even when you are successful, like, just approaching every day like it's day one, $0, never forgetting. So kind of like never forgetting where you come from, you know, what keeps you ticking every day, that survival mode. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like our play on it of day one, $0. It's literal. It's also metaphorical. And it just opens up some cool stuff. So, but we didn't use it for a while. You and I were building our team, you know, for 2 years. We've built them. We hit top 1%, top 0.5% in the nation. Awesome. Things are rolling. And we decide after San Francisco, we're going to start doing it. And I can't remember if you said it or I said it, but it was like, hey, day one, $0. Like, and the reason why it fit was because that's what we were talking about on Facebook. Mm. We naturally were just talking about like, hey, where are we at in business? Where are we at as fathers? What's working? What's not working? And what's our story? What's our path? Where are we going? What are our goals? Nothing changed from our Facebook lives every Friday to podcasts. It just became longer form mm-hmm. and a professionally produced podcast. But so it was catchy and it's fun. But we wouldn't have chosen it if it wasn't a good theme. The theme of day one, $0, when we have a guest on is, you know, we want to talk about a lot of different stuff. We want to talk about their story, but we do. It's like, hey, whether it's in life, in business, it doesn't have to be a literal dollar, but just like, man, what's your day one, $0? Like, what was your rock bottom?
Yeah.
What was a breaking point for you? What was an epiphany moment for you? From a literal standpoint, doesn't have to be like you were broke as ever or you were abused. It doesn't have to be that, but just, and it doesn't even have to be a rock bottom, but maybe a big transition like leaving the military and then starting over as a civilian.
Yeah.
That could be, hey, that's your day one, $0 of that transition. And then, you know, hey, where are you at currently? And then how are you still approaching your life in regards to what we call that? And what I love about that is when people go over their story through that lens, dude, there's trials and tribulations. There's funny ass stories. You're going to hear about leadership stuff, cultural stuff, influence stuff. Were there any mentors that helped you along the way? Have you paid it forward? Like, there's just so much there. You and I were like, well, hell yeah. That's
fucking perfect.
Dude, that's awesome. Yeah. So it was a catchy name. We liked it, but it also fit us. And then the third piece to it was, I feel like it's layered enough to give some really good context. Context and content. With someone that's on, right?
Well, and I like it, dude, because it's just a whole lot of people don't talk about that nowadays. I think we're going to get there after this adversity that the entire world is going through right now. I think we're going to get there because people are getting fucking sick of just the fake yachts that you're renting and all your fucking friends pitching in. You get the little fucking jet and you sit on the runway and you just take your little Instagram videos inside there. People are getting sick of that shit, man.
Shame. Why does anyone call those people out? Well, I have.
Yeah.
And you know what? I have, but not directly to their face. So that's not true. Let me not embellish here and make something not as real as it really is. I think we all politely just put up with those people that do it. And you and I know some that do that. And we're acquaintances. We don't go on their podcast. But we just quietly kind of like let people do their thing. And maybe it's because we're not close enough to go, hey, bro.
Yeah.
If you were to do that, if you and I were not working together tomorrow, mm-hmm. but we were still great friends and you were doing something fictitious, I think I would say something to you.
Oh, 100%. But again, people, you should be able to get away with it. You know, like I think there was a time where people thought that's what you had to do to get noticed on social media.
Yeah.
And to an extent, maybe they're fucking right, dude. Like maybe it's like, you know, until people really caught on and got sick of it, the normal people shit people didn't really want to see. They wanted to see the flashy stuff.
Billie Jean talked about that. I don't know if you guys know who that guy is. He's a huge marketer, kind of ground up guy living in his mom's attic or something and just building stuff for several years. Seems like a super, super sharp guy. I don't know too much about him, but I see his advertisement. I do remember one video he talked about where he threw a Ferrari in it.
Yeah.
And he even talked about like giving it away or something. But then a minute into that video, he's like, cool, I got your attention now.
Mm-hmm.
Let me really get into this as far as what he does. And like his Ferrari has a license plate that says I'm black.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Super hilarious. You know, like just a joke of like people don't think black people can have a Ferrari and they're not an athlete or something. Yeah. I don't know. He's a funny guy. He's an entertaining guy. But he was on Ed Milet's show one time on YouTube. I don't think this was before Ed Milet had a podcast. And he did talk about, hey, market is what market is. If this is getting attention, I've got to do something to fit into that to get people's attention. But once I have their attention, I flip it on them. But that guy is showing his real Ferrari. And I think this is where things are different. He's not renting a Ferrari to get the attention. He's not renting an hour to sit in a fucking jet on a landing strip to get some photos. So this guy used his real Ferrari and his real office in San Diego and his real house to get people's attention. But then he's like, hey, cool. Now that I got your attention, let's dive into how I created my wealth.
Right.
That is completely different. If you're trying to like, you know, get someone's attention, but then you're showing them who you really are, I think that is completely different than just faking the funk and having a ton of smoke and mirrors.
Well, and dude, I think, you know, looking at it like a band, you know, everyone wants to say, hey, I was listening to that band before anybody knew about them.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same shit in social media. And that's why, guys, you have to not be afraid to show who you are right now, right? Don't be afraid because you're going to build, like, dude, the people that love us fucking love us, dude.
Yeah.
And that feels good because they don't love this image of us that we put out that isn't true. Like, we don't hit stop on this and then we're like completely different people. This is exactly who we are. We'd be having this conversation even if these microphones weren't in front of our face.
And just documenting, right? Like, guys, you can make it and be successful. And obviously, I'm saying that from a intermediate level. It's not like Eli and I are on top of the world, but people respect documentation and real
authenticity, honest,
just authenticity and just authentic growth. Mm-hmm. And I do think that, hey, look, the whole fake it till you make it or embellish it, whatever you want to call it, it will catch up to you and it won't be good. I think the bigger picture is just be patient with allowing yourself to grow because it does pay dividends when you start inviting guests on. When I FaceTimed Kenny yesterday in the office and he answered, I'm like, hey, man, why you always answer my FaceTime? You never answer my fucking phone calls. Yeah, he's like, oh, you know? And I remember like him and I'd be working out in the gym and he would always answer his FaceTime.
Really?
It'd be his family. We'd be in the middle of working out. I'm like, oh, sorry, this is my brother, bro. I'm like, FaceTime, like, what's up, dude? I'm gonna hit this weight. But like, if someone called me, he didn't answer. So I was like,
that's funny.
Screw it, man. I'm gonna FaceTime this cat.
It
there
worked.
He is, not driving, because FaceTiming and driving would be dangerous. And Kenny definitely doesn't do that. He pulled over to the side of the road. And he answered his FaceTime and we were talking and it was cool because he was like, when I invited him and hey man, if you got some time, I know it's kind of a crazy time, but we've kind of converted our podcast to not just be in person, but digital. And man, we'd love to hear your story on just what it looked like growing up, you know, what it looked like playing for Duke, what it looked like getting to the NFL. What was it like winning a Super Bowl, you know, and then transitioning to the coaching world and having to like, kind of like reestablish yourself. Like, yeah, you're still around football, but you're on the other side of the coin now. And just hit like his day one dollar zero, man, of like, where did this all start for you? And then how have you continued to be that dog in the fight and be flexible and be ever changing to just adapt to your environment? Mm. And hey, you can't play football forever, you know, but he's got some cool business ideas he's been doing. Excuse me. He's got, you know, he's got the coaching thing that he's doing. And when I asked him, the first thing, he was just like, hey, bro, you know, you're my guy.
Yep.
I would love to do that. And he's got a bigger following than I do. He's probably going to bring more people to me than maybe I do to him. But what's cool is, and that's a maybe, our podcast is pretty large. But what I like about it is maybe some people from his realm, like he's a college coach now and he's doing some really cool stuff. They might hear him on our podcast and they might start thinking about the business side. Mm-hmm. And these athletes might start thinking more business-wise earlier on, right? And then mm-hmm. vice versa, you know, some of these people that love athletes get to hear the business side of a Super Bowl winner. Hey, cool, right? Like, oh, man, like just the layers and just being diverse is awesome. But he's like, Will, you're my guy. I would love to. And I want people to understand, you know, before we end this podcast and go over a couple more different things, the biggest thing for me is that, man, is your the respect, your word, your ability to have a good, honest brand. It does matter, especially in the long run. And when you do want to have people on or you do want to have a good product, people, mm-hmm. you know, people are watching more than you realize. Mm-hmm. And they do, man, like they want to be around people that are honest. Some people don't even care how big it is. It's not like Kenny asked me how many downloads we get and or this or that. It was more important that if he was going to do it, you know, like it's just respectable.
Yeah.
You know, I remember when we had him around our fitness company when we were doing some stuff. That's all he cared about, was just making sure he was surrounded by good people. And I'm sure in that world, there's a lot of wolves, you know, and you just got to be super careful. So I think for us, man, with how we've grown is just being who we are and allowing that to bleed through and promoting it.
Entertaining is definitely huge. Yeah. Being informative is definitely huge. If you're a dentist and you're wanting to get more clients for your dentist practice, please don't start a podcast about dentistry. Don't.
But you can talk about how you grew your business, you know, because a lot of those fundamentals apply.
Or fucking golf or whatever you're into, whatever you can talk
Eli,
about.
Listen to me.
Whatever you can talk about.
Like, hey, don't talk about being a dentist. Talk about golf. Like, oh, fuck. Are you?
You don't like golf. A fuck ton of people like golf. I'm just saying, talk about shit that you're into because. Yeah.
No, that's true. That's true. That's true.
If I'm fascinated with golf, I'm going to listen to golfing podcasts.
Hey, listen. If you like golf. During these hard times through COVID, I want to volunteer myself to help you the best I can. If you are a fan of golf, I apologize. For some reason, you haven't been exposed to the rest of the world, and there's like a trillion things you could love before you resort to golf, okay? Please message us.
I can't wait for the day that you actually take up golf and you just crush it. It's going to happen one day, bro.
Don't hold
your
breath.
It's going to happen one day.
Oh, Jesus.
It's going to happen one
day. This podcast is going south. But
point being, if you love video games, do something that you love. Do not talk about your fucking job.
Yes. And I know we're getting up on 40 minutes. We try to keep this one a little bit shorter to just get some tidbits on what's working, what's not working, what do we like about it. Of course, it's a great thing, but utilize a platform, not just with the hook. Don't just go do something for a sale. Enjoy it. Love it. Get some fun guests on, but find a way to still establish your own content. And something I want to leave you guys with, and it's a thought that I have. I think I've shared it before on the podcast maybe, but I shared it with you the other day of, hey man, how cool would it have been if like our dads had a podcast as they were like young dads and going through the 80s or whatever that looked like, or like our grandparents, you know, like my grandpa, World War II vet, Korean War vet, two silver stars, a bronze star, just a, you know, I'm assuming an interesting guy. He passed away when I was 7, and you know, but how cool would it have been to just go listen to my grandpa or go listen to my dad when he was 28 just for fun? And look, man, one day our parents are going to pass away. Some of our grandparents have already passed away. So put yourself in that shoe of how cool would it be one day when you and I are not here that our sons and our daughters, you know, and our grandkids, if they ever want to go hear their old man or need some advice, that they can go on to these categories and just, or maybe they just want to play it to just hear dad's voice and just hear like, hey, Cash, Chloe, if you're listening right now, like, I love you. Mm-hmm. You know, I love you so much, you know, like. That for me kind of keeps me going with it because it's not just, you know, for myself or you know, or for just the business side or for just getting all these conglomerates of people around to just share business and experiences. Cause I love that. It's like a flower, but you know, and I hope it doesn't come off selfishly, but the other side of it is, yeah, man, like one day we're not going to be here. And if Cash is 50 years old and hopefully he's 80 by the time I pass away. Let's just say that. He's 80 years old and he's still ticking and wants to hear dad. Cool. Or even imagine like your grandkids, your great grandkids that just hear stories about grandpa or hear stories about great grandpa and they just want to go on and just listen like they, you know, and like great grandkids. Like imagine like, just imagine that. Yep. Imagine how well you can keep in touch with your family tree, how much you can pass on. It's no longer just like the Indian style stories, right? Of like sitting around the campfire and you know, grandpa or Indian chief says a story and then it gets passed on word of mouth through generations. But no, man, your great, 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 great grandkids, you know, if we're all still on this planet, they can actually go on and hear through your mouth what you had to say.
Cool.
I think it's awesome, man. I think it's super cool. And I do, man. I do it for my kids. And I want that. I want that to be there. So I do think, hey, guys, give us some thought because who you are on these podcasts, how you decide to act, how you decide to treat people, how you decide to have an impact and an impression and direction for folks, it matters generationally right now.
1,000%.
Not just that week you do a podcast.
Don't just give them grandma's ass to look at on Instagram.
Yes, some of you little fillies out there are going to be a grandma one day.
Yeah.
And maybe you'll be proud of it, but if you could also add
a little perspective.
Yeah. Something else with it. I think it's great. But hopefully we gave you guys some good food for thought today and or maybe some motivation to just get us started or just understand it. No, your message doesn't have to be quite perfected, but I think the quality of what you're doing, if you want people to listen or be a part of it, the video and the audio, the quality has to be great. The message doesn't necessarily have to be entirely perfect. Entirely perfected. Just have fun being yourself and just share some positivity, share some directions, share some experiences, you know, with others and just allow different spheres to just coexist and just blend some of that knowledge. It's really cool, man. Like you see it in music now. I watch No Life Shaq, this guy who like reviews YouTube music videos.
Yep. Oh,
he
guy,
loves
yeah,
Eminem,
yeah.
loves rappers, but people started sending him country music, Luke Combs and stuff, and rock and roll. He's listening to Five Finger Death Punch, and it's funny to watch him because he's like, "Oh no, Luke." Oh, he loves the beer.
He gets into it.
Oh man, I thought this was gonna be a sad song. He's like, y'all know me. I don't know country. He's like, I thought country was sad. Nope. This whole Beer Never Broke My Heart song, it came out like a rock and roll song, and he's loving his beer. Not sad because he's drinking alone.
You know,
but just to watch this guy, you know,
a regular dude,
right? Black dude, super cool, super open to different stuff. It's so cool to watch him react to country music and like it or rock music and just have fun with it. And I think the digital world, it's going to expose us to just so much cool, just diversity. And hopefully, man, that accomplishes just more open-mindedness, more peace, more understanding. And we all just continue to grow through that. And it's awesome. And it's awesome to be a part of it. So I encourage you guys to do it, but also understand like it's generational. So take an opportunity to really be yourself and just have fun with it.
Yeah.
But have a good
practice. I like it.
I like you.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Right on.
Day
Happy
One
Friday.
Dollar Zero Podcast. Make sure to check us out next week. If you're just tuning in, subscribe. Check us out on iTunes in case you're, no one's out driving around right now.
I hope not.
In case you're cleaning the house or doing some dishes or something.
And we're going to start some marketing stuff. We'll have some photos and some different stuff on Instagram, on Facebook, to just show you guys who's coming up next. I think we've got Brian Shantosh.
He'll
be on Monday from the sound of it. So, and then as we have more guests on in these next couple months, we'll try to advertise that or have those people advertise it a little bit so everyone can just have a heads up of who's coming on. And if you'd like to listen, we'd love to have you.
And we're going
to
go out with some long cut here again.
In
so if you guys haven't checked them out yet, JT Adams Long Cut, check them out on YouTube.
Out.
Or anywhere. All right. We'll
Happy
see
Friday.
You guys. Take care.